English. Yesterday I spoke in Bengali. Is that all right?
English?
You requested me to speak in English.
What is you want?
Prahlad Maharaj says, Brahmadaya Suragana Munayotha Siddhya. Brahmadaya, amongst the demigods, the head is Lord Brahma. Brahmadaya. Adikavi. Brahma is known as Adikavi, the first living creature within this universe. Because when this universe was created, the first living being visible was Brahma. Then from Brahma, Lord Shiva appeared. Brahma, Shiva Virinchi. And Vishnu is the origin. From Vishnu's navel, lotus flower, Brahma appeared, and from Brahma, Lord Shiva appeared. Lord Shiva's another name is Rudra. When Lord Brahma created the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda, Sanat Kumar. So, Brahma asked them, my dear boys, you just marry and advance the progeny, create more sons and grandsons. They refused. They said, my dear father, we are not going to marry. We shall remain brahmachari. So, naturally, when father's order is disobeyed, he becomes angry. The Brahma became angry. And his eyes became red. At that time, from the red eyes, the Rudra, Lord Shiva appeared. So he was asked to increase the progeny, and he begot many thousands of demons. Then he was stopped, no more your progeny. Then Dakha and others, they were asked. Dakha Maharaj was very expert in giving birth. He was giving birth 100 children at a time. Therefore his name is Dakha, very expert in giving birth to children. So in this way, creation was there. Sons and grandsons. Manu is also one of the sons of Brahma. Brahma Adaya. Brahma is Adi, Adi Kavi. He was instructed by Krishna, Tene Brahma Adi Kavi. Lord Krishna, he instructed Brahma to spread knowledge, Vedic knowledge, all over the universe. Tene. Tene means broadcasted, expanded. So Tene Brahma, Brahma means Sabda Brahma. Vedas. Rida. One may question how Brahma was instructed. So that is also stated, Rida. Rida means from within the heart. So therefore, Krishna is also Chaitya Guru. Guru, spiritual master within the heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, that I am situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. Matta smriti jnanam apohananja. From me, one can remember, one can forget. How is that? Krishna helps one to remember, and he helps one to forget. That is also replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jathamang prapadante tang sathaiva bhajama. If you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will give you facilities to forget him forever. And if you want to remember Krishna, he'll give you facilities to remember. That means Krishna has given us little independence. Independence, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is fully independent. Sarat. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avhigya sarat. He is fully independent. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got also little independence. That quality is there. Krishna does not touch that independence quality. You can utilize it. You can use it properly. You can misuse it all. That is independence. Krishna does not force that you must do this. He can give you instruction. That's why Krishna gives instruction. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekang saranam vraja. Now it is my independence. I can give up everything, all other engagements, and I can simply surrender to Krishna. And I cannot also, I may not. If I don't lie, Krishna does not interfere. Krishna says, whatever you like, you do. Jathechasi tatha kuru. That is, Krishna says to Arjuna, now, whatever you like, you do. So, this independence is always there. Now, when we misuse this independence, our relationship is with Krishna to serve. Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Therefore, Krishna orders. You surrender. Just like we sometimes order our servants or subordinates, sons, disciples, you do this, don't talk. So Krishna can order that because he is the supreme. Any superior personality can order like that. But unfortunately, we misuse. We don't carry out the order of the superior. That is misuse. So, any subordinate who does not carry the order of the master is dangerous. Is dangerous. That is spoken by Chanakya Pandit. Vittascha uttaradayaka. Vrittascha uttaradayam. Vritta, subordinate, servant, if he is giving reply, Chanakya Pandit, you know Chanakya Shloka, he is a great politician as well as moral instructor. So he has said, Dushta Bharja, his wife is Dushta, polluted. Wife become polluted if she is attracted by somebody else more than her husband. She is called polluted. Dushta Bharja, Satang Mitram, and friend playing duplicity. Dushta Bharja, Satang Mitram, Vittascha Uttradaya, and servant replying to the order. Master says, do this first. Sir, we have got so many business, this and that we should do it. Oh, this, that is dangerous. Dushta Bharja Satang Mitram Vittascha Uttradayaka Sasatpreta Grihivasa Mrityureva Nasangsaya. So these four things, unfaithful wife, cheating friend, and servant disobeying order, and a snake within the room. All these things are causes, will cause death at any time. At any time. They can do anything. There are many instances. So these moral instructions are very nice, given by Chanakya Pandit. So, all living entities who have disobeyed the order of Krishna, Sarvadhan Man Paritajama, that is the principle. Every living entity must be obedient to Krishna. But by misuse of his little independence, if he does not obey the orders of Krishna, he immediately becomes arrested by Maya. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan cha kare pasete maya tare japatiya dha. Immediate. That is the law. Devi jesa gunamai momo maya durate. He has to obey. But if he disobeys the order of Krishna, he must come down to the jurisdiction of maya to be forced to obey the orders of material nature. So, Brahmadaya, everyone is servant of Krishna. That is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Ekala Ishar Krishna. Ishar means controller, order giver. That is one. Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsa Vritta. All others. There is it is said, Shiva Varinchi Nutam Saranyam Vittatiham Bandi Mahapurusati Charanaravindam Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Brahma, Birinchi means Brahma, and Shiva means Lord Shiva. They also offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is Rig Veda Mantra. The Vishnu, that is Param Padam, supreme. And Vishnu is partial expansion of Lord Krishna. Mahavishnu, not ordinary Vishnu. There are different types of Vishnu also. Mahavishnu, from Mahavishnu there is Garbhodakshat. Mahavishnu is called Karanodakshai Vishnu. And this Karanodakshai Vishnu enters in every universe as Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And this Garbhodak Sai Vishnu again expands as Kshirodak Sai Vishnu. These are Vishnu Tattvas. But this original Karanadak Sai Vishnu is plenary expansion of Krishna. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalam jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan sayajasa kalavisesu govindamadipurusam tamang bhajami. Vishnu, Mahavishnu, his description is given. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalam jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Mahavishnu is so big, he is lying in the causal ocean, that many innumerable quantity of universes are coming out by his excelling and exhaling, and from the pores of his body, innumerable universes are coming. And the Brahma lives only during the exhaling and inhaling time. That's all. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan sayajas sakalavisesu. This Mahavishnu is portion of Krishna's expansion. That's what Krishna says. Mahavishnu and Garbhodak Sai Vishnu is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna was asking Krishna about his vibhuti, about his power, so he summarized, Athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna. How much I shall explain about my power and energy. Vishtabha aham ekangsena sito jagat. Aham, I enter in one of my plenary portion, that is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. I maintain the whole material cosmic manifestation. Ekangsena sito jagat. So there are innumerable, numberless universes. We cannot account for one universe. We do not know how many planets and stars are there. When we are very much advanced in scientific knowledge, we are trying to go to the moon planet after spending millions and trillions of dollars, but still we could not fix up anything in the moon planet. That is the nearest planet. And what to speak of other planets? There are innumerable planets. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti kotischa asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. So these are the explanations. So the Brahma, here one Brahma, there are innumerable Brahmas and innumerable Shivas and innumerable demigods. As many universes are there, innumerable suns and moons and planets, innumerable. And all these taking together, that becomes 1/4 of the whole creation of God. Ekangshina sthituja. The threefold portion of Krishna's creation, God's creation, is in the Vaikuntha Jagat. Parastasmat bhavanya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. There is another nature that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, which is permanent. Within this material nature, all these universes, they stay during the lifetime of Brahma. And as soon as Brahma dies, everything is finished. Such Brahma, such powerful Brahma, they also offer obeisances to Krishna. Therefore, here it is said, Brahmadaya Suraganā. Brahmadaya. Not only Brahma, but others. Brahma, Shiva, and Indra, Chandra, Varun. So many. There are many crores of demigods, as many planets there are. So, they offered Krishna, Narasimha Dev, their prayers to pacify him. But they could not. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that if Brahmadaya Suragana, Siddhya, here Siddhar Swami says, Munaya, Manana Sila Siddhya, Gyaninopi. Manana Sila. Manana Sila means speculator, philosopher. Muni means one who can think very deeply. Manana Sila. Those who can expand by thinking, feeling, and willing, can write volumes of books. There are many, you know, in our country. They are called Manana Sila. They take pleasure by mental speculation. Manana Sila. And they are men of knowledge also, Gyaninopi. Yet Manana Sila Siddhya Gyaninopi Katambhuta Satta Evai Kasmin Tano Vistara Jasya Sagati Mati Jesang Tadavidhavi. And what kind of this? Great sages and saintly persons, what is their qualification? They are situated in knowledge, in satagun, in light. They are not in darkness. Although they are not in darkness, but without being in the platform of satagun, nobody can become very intelligent person, philosopher, or mental speculator also. Their position is very high in the material calculation. So, such persons, opi, gati smriti jeshang, tadvidha opi jasang prabhavi, tatha bahubhi bakhamani gunairapi, jam aradhayatum na pipru na purna na sakta. They are also unable to satisfy. Just like if a man becomes angry, so somebody tries to satisfy him. Just like sometimes our small child becomes angry and cries very loudly. And the parents satisfy, my dear, why you are so nice, you are crying, you can take this. Just to pacify. Similarly, when Narasimha Dev became very angry for killing, because he was angry, because Hiranyakashipu teased his devotee Prahlad so much. Therefore he was very, very angry. Vaishnava Aparad. If anyone offends a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of Krishna, he is the greatest offender. Krishna never excuses. That I explained yesterday. It is very, Vaishnava Aparad is the greatest dangerous offense. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teaching to Sri Rupa Goswami, he has especially Vaishnava Aparad Hati Mata. You are doing everything. He has compared Vaishnava Aparad as mad elephant. He has very nicely, metaphorically explained this. Just like you have a nice garden, very good garden. You are watering, you are giving protection, giving manure, everything. But if in that garden a mad elephant enters, then it will destroy everything. All your labor will go to hell immediately. It will destroy everything. Similarly, you may do anything very nicely, but if you commit offense at the feet of a pure Vaishnava, then all your assets will be immediately vanished. Vaishnava Pura. Because Krishna is very angry. Tanaha visata kruran chipami adasra andaja nishu. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Dishata Kruna. Dishata, those who are envious upon Vaishnava and Vishnu, their more dangerous position is to be envious of a Vaishnava. Vishnu aparad can be excused. God is very kind. But he never excuses Vaishnava aparad. That is his vow. So, because he was very angry, therefore all the Brahmas and other demigods offered him prayer, sir, be pacified, the demon is now killed, now you can become peaceful, but they could not satisfy. Hiranyakashipu, after killing, he was so roaring in anger. So Prahlad Maharaj was pushed on, my dear Prahlad, all the Brahmas and other demigods, that you pacify your master. We have failed. So Prahlad Maharaj said that when these big stalwart demigods have failed, they are situated in Shatagun, in the modes of goodness, and they offered so nice prayers, they failed. What I can do? I am born of a father who is full of rajagun and tamo. He therefore said that king toshtu marahati same hari ugrajata. Ugrajata. I am born of ugra, a strong qualities, not strong qualities, what do you call? Pungent. These rajagun and tamagun is called pungent. Just like you take chili. Chili is tamagun. That is the symptom of tamagun. As soon as you chew, it becomes hot, everything. You see? So ugra. And shatagun is sweetness, such sweetness. Therefore, ordinarily in India it is stated that a Brahmin is known who can eat more sweets. Yes. It is said that there was a king, he was giving shelter to all the Brahmins. He had a guest house. Guest house. So any Brahmin can stay there. So many non-Brahmins also were coming. So the order was that the Brahmin can stay there, and there was a store. He can take his supplies from the store and eat and live there peacefully. And the storekeeper was submitting bill to the king that your guest has taken so many things, kindly pay. So he was paying. So he was tasting by the bill. If you see the bill contains more spices and chilies, he will ask immediately, drive this man, he's not a Brahmin. Drive this man, he's not a Brahmin. So be careful, don't take much. I know you don't take much, but if you take too much chilies and spices, then he'll be considered among the non-Brahmins. He can take more sweets. So, if the bill was submitted containing more sugar, then he would accept, yes, that man is Brahmin. So, these three gunas means sweet, salt and chili. Satagun is sweet. And rajogun is salt, and tamogun is chili. So here it is said that all the siddhas, all these demigods, they are on the sattvaikatanagatayu. They are all situated in the modes of goodness. And they have offered their prayers but could not pacify the Lord. Then what I can do? I am born of a person, ugrajata, born of chili father. What I can do? Because I am born of a chili father. Then he considers the gunairapi jam aradhayatum na pipru ta purna sakta itharta sa harir me kathang tusang praptum marati. Sa hari, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he can be pacified by me? Tusum arahati. In other words, that God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, cannot be achieved by persons who are polluted by the chili quality and salt quality, or tamagun and rajagun, rajastam, rajastam of bhava. If we are infected with, there are three qualities within this material world, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, generally, people are infected with tamogun and rajogun. There are very few persons who are under the satogun. But Krishna says that one can overcome the influence of rajogun and tamogun by simply hearing about Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita or from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the recommendation. The recommendation is Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana. Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna. Krishna, as I already told you, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. So, when people are anxious to hear about Krishna, this is the only quality. Just like you are so kind, you are anxious to hear about Krishna, because here there is no other business than Krishna. All of you who have come here, it is due to your anxiousness to hear about Krishna. Because our society's name is Krishna Consciousness. When I registered the society, some friend suggested that, why don't you make it God Consciousness? I said, no, God means Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. God means, the Supreme God means Krishna. Matta Paratarang Nanya. So Krishna is the Supreme God. If we say God, it remains a vague thing. It is not clearly understood. Everyone can be God. God, this word can be applied to everyone. God means controller. So everyone can be controller. Therefore, we have distinctly mentioned Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, in our society, anyone who joins, that means he is interested in Krishna. Little. May not be very much. At least they come here out of inquisitiveness to hear what they speak about Krishna, what do they do about Krishna. But our, everything is open. There is no secrets. We worship Krishna, we think of Krishna, we work for Krishna, we glorify Krishna, we chant for Krishna, we dedicate our life for Krishna. That's all. Manmana bhavamat bhakta madhya jimanga namaskuru sarvadharman parityajya mami kang saranang mami vajaprapadante mayami tang. This is our philosophy. We think of Krishna, as Krishna says, we are devotees of Krishna, manmana bhava-madhvakta. We worship Krishna, madhyaji. We offer our obeisance to Krishna, manga namaskuru. This is our sarva-dharma-pratita. We have no other religion. We don't approve any other religion except Krishna consciousness. This is our philosophy. So, anyone who comes to this Krishna consciousness movement or contributes something for pushing on this movement, he becomes immediately benefited. Immediately. Because Krishna, about Krishna it is said, sinnatāṁ sakathā Krishna punnasava nakītam. Krishna is there within your heart. As soon as he sees that you are trying to do something for Krishna, immediately he becomes favorably disposed upon him. Even if you don't get anything, you become pious. Punna savana kita. Even if you don't, just like I am speaking in English, there are many audience here, they may not understand English. But even if you do not understand, because you are hearing, you are getting the result of pious activities. Punna savana kita. It does not mean that you have to understand each and every word, because you are allowing your ear to receive the sound vibration, you are being benefited. Punna savana kita. Sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna. So, if you please simply hear what is going on here, that is also beneficial. Punna. Punna savana kirtan. Simply hearing, chanting. So you join with us chanting Hare Krishna. You hear Hare Krishna, then you become pious. Punna savana kirtan. Krishna is so nice. Bhavadvi loka mangalam. Śrīla Gosvāmī said that the Krishna Saṅprasana, because you have inquired about Krishna, so it is loka mangalam. It is very much beneficial to the whole world. This is Saṅkīrtana movement is like that. Anywhere we are going, we are making the whole atmosphere purified. It is not here in India. We have got branches all over the world. In Africa, even those black men, they are also. Because in the spiritual world, there is no such consideration, the black, white. Because it is the spiritual platform. The spirit soul is neither black, neither white, neither yellow. This is dress. Just like within the dress, we are everyone. The dress may be black, white, yellow. That does not matter. So our this movement invites everyone, because it is Krishna consciousness. Sinnatāṁ sakathā Krishna punna savana kirtana. Now if you please come and hear about Krishna, then Krishna becomes favorably disposed that now this soul, this individual soul is now inclined to hear about me. So he gives facilities. What is that facility? The facility is that within our heart there are so many dirty things. Therefore we cannot understand Krishna. The Krishna helps in washing the dirty matter within our heart. Sinnathāṁ sakatā Krishna punnasavana kītana riddhantasya avadrāni. Avadrāni. Avadrāni means especially this rajagun and tam. This is avadrani. And satagun is bhadrani. Therefore, those who are on the platform of satagun, goodness, they are gentle. Before coming to the platform of satagun, nobody can be gentleman. Gentleman means cool-headed. who can understand things as they are. He is called gentleman. So this Avadrani in this human society, because this Avadrani, Rajagun and Stamagun, has increased, practically we can say there is no gentleman. There is no gentleman. Because they cannot understand what is life, what is the value of life. Just like animal cannot understand what is the value of life. Animal, they are in generally in Tamagun. And some animals in Rajagun, just like lion. Lion is Rajagun. And the hog and dog and others, they are in the Tamagun. So animals are in the Rajagun Tamagun. The formula is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this formula, that if you hear Hare Krishna mantra, then Chaita Dharpanam Arjanam, then Krishna will help you in washing the abominable things, Rajagun and Tamagun. The Rajagun and Tamagun, if it is washed, then you become situated in Satagun. You promote it. But if you are promoted directly to Krishna consciousness, then you transcend all the three qualities, Tamagun, Rajagun and Satagun. That is also stated by Krishna. Sagunāna samatitta itāṁ brahma bhūyāya kalpata. Who? Māncha vyāvicārini bhakti yogi na jāsevati. A vyāvicārini, not mixed quality, pure. These boys, European and American boys, people admire because they have been given immediately lift to the position of transcendental life. Sagunan samatitta, they have been helped to jump over the transcendental platform. How? Vidhi bhakti, abhyavicharini bhakti. Abhyavicharini bhakti. Abhyavichari means someday I do something, someday I do not do that. That is called abhyavichari. Not fixed. But if you follow regularly the rules and regulations, vidhi bhakti, to rise early in the morning, to offer Mangalaratri, then read granthas, chant Hare Krishna, then dress the deity, then again offer something. In this way, there is regular routine work. That is called vidhi bhakti. Vidhi. Vidhi means you must. You cannot neglect it. Just like your legislative assembly is called Vidhan Sabha. Vidhan Sabha means whatever is enacted there, you must follow. That is the state order. Similarly, there are rules and regulations which one must follow. Then vidhi bhakti. As soon as he accepts these rules and regulations and offers Krishna service under the rules and regulations, immediately he is in the transcendental plane. Immediately. Sagunan samatitta itan. Itan means all these three qualities. Tamagun, Rajagun and Satagun. Satagun is good. So far material consideration is there. But that is not perfect. Because from Satagun, if you are not very strict, just like we have seen, Satagun means the quality of Brahmin. Now, the Brahminical qualification is now fallen. They are not so very strict following the Brahminical principles. So there is chance of falling down. But if you keep yourself on the transcendental platform of prakriti, that is, beyond the material world, then there is no fall down. Brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Fall down there is, if you are neglectful. But generally, there is no chance of fall down. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. So you have to situate yourself in the Brahma platform. Brahma platform means pure, uncontaminated by the material qualities. That is called Brahma platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. There are many such statements. So this is Brahma platform. The Brahmagyani, impersonalist, they think simply by coming to the Brahma platform, business is finished. Now, Aham Brahmasmi. No. Aham Brahmasmi is there, but what is the duty of the Brahma, that they do not know. Just like, again I say, the same example, just like you are going to the moon planet. The so-called aeronautics, they are going. Now we have come to moon planet. That's nice, but it stay there. Unless you stay there, it is useless. It is useless. But actually they could not stay there. Why they come back? Why they come back? And that is either false or they have no qualification to stay there. So who cannot stay in the Brahma platform? The non-devotee. That is stated. Arujjakritchena parang padangatata patanti adho. Just like as you go to the moon planet, but if you cannot stay there, you must have to come down again to this planet. Similarly, one may rise up to the Brahma platform, Parampada, which is called Parampada. But if you cannot stay there, then again you fall down. Just like many so-called sannyasis, they rise to the Brahma Pada, Aham Brahmasmi. But because they cannot stay there, they come down again to this material world and they're busy for opening hospitals, schools, and philanthropy. Why? You have left already all this nonsense. You say that this world is mithya, Brahma Satta Jagan mithya. So if you have ascended to the Brahma Pada, why you come down again to the mithya Pada? That means you have no taste. Actually, you have not arrived. The same thing. You are going, the so-called advertisement, I am going to the moon planet. But because you cannot stay there, you come down. So, we have to stay there. Brahma Pada. That Brahma Pada staying means devotion and service. Brahma eti, Paramatma eti, Bhagavan eti, Sabdati. So, Brahma Pada you can rise up. But if you do not engage yourself in the service of Bhagavan, then again you come down. Arijjakachena parangpadang tata patanti adha anadhitajusmadanghaya. Because they could not engage their service to the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore the so-called sannyasis again come down to this material platform and engage their service to the mithya. Because they rejected this world, mithya. Why they come down again to this mithya platform? Politics, sociology, humanity. If this is mithya. But our philosophy is not that we don't say that this world is mithya. Why shall I say? It is creation of Krishna. If Krishna is truth, his creation is also truth. We employ everything to the service of Krishna. Therefore, anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord is always situated in the transcendental platform. They will never come down because it is so sweet, it is so nice. They will never agree. Any student of this institution, if you ask him, if you try to cheat him, that you give up this idol worship, come down, go and worship the poor, the leper and this and that, so many things. And they will not eat. They will not eat. They will not come down. They will engage themselves always in the service of the Lord. Although the atheist class of men may think that they are engaged in idol worship. It is not idol. Those are atheists. They may see idol, stone, but those who are devoted, they see Sakshat Brijendanandan Hari. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he entered the Jagannath temple, as soon as he saw Jagannath, immediately fainted. Oh, my Lord, here you are. See, it is a question of vision. Somebody is going to Jagannath temple, he is saying, a wooden carved statue, that's all. And he is surprised, why for this wooden carved statue, so many people are coming. Because they are not devoted. They cannot understand. But one devotee, thousands and millions of devotees are going every year. Are they going to worship an idol? So, this is the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee. A devotee knows that everything belongs to Krishna and everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy. Therefore, they want to employ everything to the service of the Lord and they remain always blissful, transcendent. Thank you.
Some yogis harness energies and claim to use these energies to benefit humanity. Is there any value in their work? Is there any real consequence?
I explain that they employ their energies, but if they do not reach the ultimate goal, Krishna, they fall down. There is chance of falling down. Because Krishna is the ultimate goal. So they are employing their energies, that's all right. But they have to employ their energies more and more to approach Krishna. So if you do not approach Krishna, then they fall down. Harujya Krishna. If they simply, just like the same example, there's a sun sign. Sun sign is also sun. But if you simply try to remain in the sun sign and don't go to the sun planet or any other planet, then you're going to come back. So the energy employed for realizing the absolute truth is good. But if he does not approach, or if he is unable to approach the Supreme, then he will fall down.
Is any knowledge other than knowledge of the Supreme of any value at all?
Any knowledge? There are so many subject matter knowledge in the material world.
Is this material knowledge of any value?
Valuable so far as your material existence is concerned. That is also not valuable. Because if you try to protect this body by all kinds of knowledge, but it will not stay. And after giving up this body, you have to accept another body. Then what is the value of material knowledge? This time you may have this human form of body, next time you may not have. Then what is the value of material knowledge? Because you cannot change the order of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That you have to accept according to your karma. So therefore, material knowledge will not help me. Therefore the struggle is over. You are under the grip of natural laws. Devidhisa gunami. Nature's law are very stringent. You cannot interfere with the prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. The prakriti, the nature, material nature is so strong that you cannot interfere with her business. That is not possible. So your material knowledge will not help you unless you have got Krishna consciousness knowledge. You can understand, anyone can understand. Suppose if I want to protect this body with all hygienic principles, soaps and pomades and injection and medicine and so many things, does it mean that you shall live? Can you overcome the laws of nature? No, that is not possible. Can you overcome the laws of nature that you will not fall sick? No, that you can't. Can you make any material laws or scientific knowledge that you will not become old? No. You cannot stop death, you cannot stop birth, you cannot stop old age, you cannot stop disease. So what is the value of your material knowledge? And these are the troubles. Janmaitrijarabhyadi dukkhudushanudarsana. Any intelligent man will see that what is the value of my material knowledge? I have to die. I have to be victim of disease and old age. Then what is the value? The best thing is that so long this material body is there, you have got the opportunity to develop your Krishna consciousness, do that. That will save you from all dangers. Otherwise, nothing will save you. Simply, samaye vahi kevalam. Simply waste of time. Chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.